calls though.
You have a prepaid call. You will not be charged for this call. This call is from
Lloyd Kidd,
an inmate at a federal prison. This call is being recorded and is subject to monitoring. Hang up to decline the call or to accept, dial 5 now. If you wish to block any future calls of this nature.
Hello?
Yo.
Yo, what's going on? Say what? It's mad loud in here because today's commissary day, so, you know, shit is. My mother says she texts you those names and their descriptions. Did you get it?
Yeah, I got it.
All right, did you start looking them up yet?
No.
All right, please, Tay, I need you to get on that ASAP. Him, huh?
Yeah.
Torres and Chino. Torres is before you on the list. If then you. All right. Yes, sir. Yo, my man, sorry about that. It's, Torres and Chino, there's a list. I apologize. Sorry about that. Yeah, the list. Yeah, hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, I need you to get on that ASAP, please.
Yeah, I'm just going through some shit right now.
What happened?
My grandmother died.
Oh, man, I'm sorry to hear that. Wait, the one in Connecticut?
Yeah.
Oh, man, she was the sweetest little lady, man. And she could cook, man. I'll never forget that Thanksgiving dinner. Damn, man. I'm sorry to hear that. How'd it happen?
I don't know. She just...
Huh?
She was a filming girl. She was in the hospital. She just kept telling them she's tired. She wasn't eating. And then she said she just went to sleep and just never woke up.
Well, I mean, at least she didn't suffer. That's, I mean, you know, that's good to see. How old was she?
87.
How old?
87.
Oh, 87. Okay, yeah, she lived a long, good life. That's good. Damn, man, I'm sorry to hear that, though. Hey, listen, hey, I owe Soto money, so Soto's next. So, yeah, hello? I'm sorry that happened. Man, like, for real, like, you know, let it out, man. If you're feeling sad, let that shit out. Don't try to hold it in because if when you hold shit like that in, eventually it comes out at the wrong time.
Well, I've been dealing with crying.
Yeah, like, how did Tajay take it?
He's like so in shock.
Wait, say what?
He's like, I think she's still in shock. Like, it's not registered in her head yet. Like,
she hasn't processed it yet?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. Damn. Man, I'm definitely sorry to hear that. I hope that, I hope you feel better, man. I know it's not easy to get over some shit like that, but I hope, damn. Well, you know, man, like, I mean, you know, it's better than her suffering. You know, not to sound fucked up, but it's better than her suffering, man. Like,
I'm just, like, confused because I just spoke to her a couple of days ago. Like, last week. And I was talking to her last week and she was fine. Like, what she's doing, she's like, I'm making me some eggs and some sausage, and I'm about to go do a load of laundry.
Do you think it's possible that she might have just been putting up her front so you didn't worry about it? I know, like, old people tend to do that. Like, they might be, like, something wrong with them, but they don't want to tell, you know, because they don't want people to worry, so they just hold it in.
That's what they were saying, like, She was holding a lot of shit in, not telling a lot of people a lot of shit, like.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah, that definitely sounds like something that, you know. But damn, man, like I. Okay, alright, so yeah, well now I'm. Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that, man, but I'm. Just, you know, hey, I mean, you know, you're probably not going to listen to this, but don't resort to doing you know what to cope with the pain, man. It's just temporary. But try to wean yourself off that shit, to be honest. That's why I keep telling you, health is wealth. Your grandma lived to be 87 years old, but if you keep destroying your body, you're not going to make it past 40 or 35. You know, 87, that's a lot to be proud of. 87 years old, nobody, you know. You think it might have been the coronavirus?
No. Okay, it had nothing to do with the corona. She was just in a lot of pain, and she was just tired. She was tired of being in pain.
Well, who does she live with?
By herself.
Well, I know, it's not really, I mean, listen, somebody, you're probably not going to think about it because you're still mourning, but somebody on the outside has to think about shit like this. Did she leave a will to you or, like, her apartment to you?
I don't know who she left it to.
What?
My GP in bed. She be fucking thinking she control every fucking thing, so she's probably gonna take every fucking thing.
Well, if she legally left shit to you, then there's nothing that she could do. But let's see what happens with that apartment shit. That might, you know, like, you know, let's just say if for some reason you get that apartment, don't fuck it up, Jay. Don't be having a bunch of random people there and shit. You know, take care of it because that might, you know. I don't know how to say it, but like, you know, when something bad happens, there might be some good to come from it. So it's bad that she died, but if for some reason you're able to get the apartment, cause I know you're having issues with finding a stable home and shit like that, and she's probably rent stabilized or whatever, do not fuck it up. If you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, even though it's out in New York, still, it's a place for you to rest your head, and you know, how many bedrooms?
Two.
Okay, well, you know, maybe you could get Tajay to live with you or something like that. But, I mean, you know, first, you know, figure out what's going on with it. But, Oh, man. I know your day is fucked up. Whitey. You actually could do that. Go take it back to them. They might give you another one. They did that for me before. Yeah, take it back. Yeah, hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, like I said, it's commissary day, so niggas losing their mind.
Okay, it's commissary right now.
Commissary day and chicken day, so you know these niggas is out of control.
What you order?
I just ordered some food, you know, like, I don't really...
What should you be ordering?
Huh?
What should you be ordering? Because you eat funny.
You, what do you mean? You eat funny. You don't even eat mayonnaise. The fuck? But anyway, I don't eat pork or beef, so, like, I eat, like, turkey logs
What the fuck do you order?
Oh, yeah, mackerel and honey buns and shit like that. And turkey Swiss sticks and all that. But they be putting dumb shit on the commissary. Like, how they gonna put grits on the fucking menu on the commissary? Grits? No fucking butter, no nothing. Like, who? They just be putting random
No, they got, no, no, they got the cup of grits that come with butter already in it. You just gotta add the hot water and put it in the microwave.
Oh,
that's the busting. Yeah, I bought them. I tried them out from, I bought them from, where did I get them? From Stop and Shop.
Oh, well, I mean, like,
you eat grits?
Nah, I mean, I eat grits, but I'm not really, like, honestly speaking, I fuck with my wraps more, like, you know, using my tortilla wrap. Like, I be making wraps and shit. Like, I used to do the egg rolls, but I stopped because that's mad, like, noodles and shit. Sodium is crazy. Mm-hmm. So, like, I just chop up my, you know, I make my little special sauce and put it in a tortilla wrap, put some Parmesan cheese, maybe some jalapeno wheels or something. Hook it up. You already know me. I'm quite the chef, so, I was cooking out in the world, so. But to be honest, I'd much rather be out in the world. This shit not even exciting no more. I mean, my biggest fear today is to become institutionalized. The only shit that niggas got to look forward to in this place is commissary and phone calls, man. Like, I don't ever want to get you. Huh?
That's all, I know, like, commissary, visit.
What, not visits no more, because, you know, this shit going on.
Oh, yeah, because of the coronavirus, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, man, this, you know. Oh, real quick, did China relay a message to you yesterday after, well, because you was busy. I told her to write down some shit to relay the messages to you, did she?
Huh?
I told her to give you a message.
She said she wrote it in the notebook.
Say it again?
She said she wrote it in the notebook.
Did you read it? Oh, wait, yeah, I forgot you going through with your grandma. My bad. But anyway, when you get a chance, my memory sucks sometimes.
What is it?
Well, I was telling you how to go on my Instagram and how to, Chino, let me tell Chino. Yeah, what time is it? Tay, how long I been on the phone?
Only 12 minutes.
All right. I'm almost done. Yeah. So, yes, basically, how to get to her on Insta, how to get to Pinky on Instagram. Scroll down. It shows the video clips. Go to episode 52, and I think I tagged her Instagram in the in that post or whatever. So, go on there for me. And this phone shit is gonna cause a fight sooner. Not with me, cause it's not that serious with me. But this phone should be, yeah. Especially cause they made the calls free. So,
yo, that should be out of control, right?
Yeah, these niggas be taking this shit too far. Niggas be trying to make two phone calls before somebody even made one, and it's just like
they call it double dial.
Yeah, they could be doing that's why they tell you wait an hour before you make another phone call.
Y'all don't call it in there that double dialing.
I mean, I done peep game. Niggas be switching accounts with each other so they could get niggas be having half an hour phone call. Yeah, I'm on to it, but I just, you know, as long as it don't affect me, my thing is, I look at the bigger picture. Like, I'm not one of these niggas. These niggas be ready to shake over dumb shit. The only way, like, I'm shaking with somebody is if I feel threatened, like, if I feel like I'm in danger or something like that. Because there's too much gangs and different cliques going on. And a lot of these niggas, to be honest with you, is pussy by themselves. I'm going to just be straight up. A lot of these niggas, without crews, they wouldn't say and do half the shit that they say and do. But you know how it is when niggas got four or five dudes or whatever, everybody brave. So niggas start talking crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just...
Yeah,
this shit is a clown show. A lot of these niggas is soft, like, to be honest. So, yo, Rocco, don't forget, I got this. So that's why I just try to stay out the way. I had one situation. I was telling China... I got a minute left. I almost got killed last year. I had to, like...
What?
Yeah, I never told you that. Yeah, when I first got locked up.
No.
Yeah, you know the nigga Jeffrey Epstein that died because of the CO or whatever that they blaming the CO, the billionaire nigga that died?
I heard about that.
Yeah, the same CO that they indicted, Tova Noel, she set me up to be killed last year. She sent some...
What?
Yeah. I'm mad I never told you about that. She like niggas tried to cut my throat while I was asleep. It was four niggas, four blood niggas. I jumped out the bed and I started wailing on them. I mean they got some shots in too. I mean I was fighting for my life. Nigga was trying to cut my throat.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Nah. So that's why because of my charge. When people hear it, I got a minute left. I'm under a minute left. It's beeping. As I'm about, yeah.